Lord is good, and all the time. Please sit. If you could recall, for those who are old or older, as old as myself with gray hair, then you can, if you can recall. But for the young ones, you don't need to recall because it's still happening. You know, when you're growing up, you're full of plans. You're always thinking, I'm going to do this. I shall do this. Plan, you're planning for the future. But when you get as old as me with gray hair, then when you meet now, you talk. Do you remember when we were in school, when we were working, when our children were growing? Now, your discussions now is about the past. That is life. So in the readings, the first reading talks about a new covenant God was going to make, because already God had made covenants with Noah, with Abraham, with the people of Israel when they left the promised land on the way, when they left Egypt on the way to the promised land at Mount Sinai. As happens to us, and as Father Chinua often says, the easier part is to make a promise. The more difficult part is to keep the promise. Because the Jews broke those covenants God made with them. Joshua at Shechem, when they have already entered the promised land, renewed the covenant. He told them, me, my family, and I will worship the true God. Because the people were worshiping, some of them abandoned the true God, were worshiping idols. He said, okay, now choose for yourself. But for me and my family, we will stand with the true God. Whether you like to worship the true God that brought us out of the land of Egypt, or you want to worship the gods that our ancestor Abraham was worshiping before God called him and revealed himself to him, or whether you want to worship the gods of the Egyptians and so on and so forth, or the ones of the Amorites. The people said that they were going to worship the true God, and they brought out all the idols, and they were destroyed. But did they remain faithful? After a while, no. Just like we, sometimes we make promises. We go to reconciliation. We try hard. Sometimes we keep them. At other times, we do not. They relapsed again. That is why in the first reading of today, God said, okay, I am going to make another covenant, a new one. But not only with the Jews, but with the whole of humankind, including the Aussies. The Lord is good. Are we in business? Great. And that new covenant was sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. That's why in the second reading of today, from the letter to the Hebrews, we are told that Christ, while he was on earth, offered prayers in silent tears, and his prayer was heard by the Father. We recall all the problems he faced, the temptations he went while he was in this world, the hostilities he faced from the religious leaders of his own time, his passion and death on the cross. we also think of our own fears too, of our own disappointments. And sometimes too, we face betrayal. So it is for us too to bring all these our fears, all our disappointments, and offer it to Jesus. Because Christ offered his pain, his suffering, his death for our salvation. So that as we offer our own pain, our own disappointments to Jesus, we will be better followers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because some families undergo difficulties from one problem to the other. So all those problems we put at the feet of Jesus. So in the gospel of today, Jesus took the opportunity of the presence of non-Jewish people, the Greeks, during the festival of Tabernacles, when the Jews in the commemorate when they were in the desert on the way to the promised land, they lived in tents. So during one of those feasts, Jesus was there in Jerusalem for the feast. And then some Greeks came and wanted to see him. So those Greeks now represented the non-Jews. As I said, the new covenant is with the whole people. And with the presence of those non-Jews, the Greeks, so now Jesus said that the hour of his own glorification has arrived. The hour that he was going to die, to suffer, die for our salvation has arrived. We know that Jesus is king, but his throne is not a chair. Like when you go to the cathedral, you see the chair of the bishop. When you go to palaces, you see the throne of kings. Jesus has his own throne, but his throne is not a chair. The throne of Jesus is the cross. So that's why he said in the gospel of today, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then he will draw all people to himself, indicating the type of death he was going to die for our own justification. So my friends, as the Holy Week is drawing near, next Sunday will be Palm Sunday, when Christ will die and eventually rise for our own salvation. We pray that as we also, during this Lenten season, through prayers, through almsgiving, through fasting, have been working hard to draw ourselves closer to Jesus, to move away from vices. It is easier, we know, it's easier to fast from food. It's more difficult to fast from bad habits. The Lord is good. Another time, it's easier to fast from food and water, more difficult to fast from bad habits. So our Lenten observances, the prayer, the fasting, the almsgiving is to help us to fast from bad behavior. So that with Jesus, his suffering and death, as we commemorate it during the Holy Week, we also will be drawn closer to Jesus, be better Christians and better citizens of Australia. May Christ help us during these remaining 2 weeks of Lent, that we may continue to be faithful to the promises or to the programs we have set for ourselves during this Lenten season. If you have not been, you still have time to buckle up. May Christ help us through Christ our Lord. The Lord is good. Another time.